This is the Creatively Geeky Show, the support group for your creative process.
Greetings and welcome to the Creatively Geeky Show. I'm your host for the evening, Eugene Stevens. Tonight I'm joined by Ray and our special guest, Aaron Jackson. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, Eugene and Ray.
Aaron Jackson is a featured cosplay artist in the Central Texas area. He's a cosplay ambassador for Hill Country Comic Con, Greater Austin Comic Con, Giganticon, and a member of CTX Cosplay United. So let's go ahead and just jump right on in. How did you get into cosplay?
Well, my mom always said I was a character, so.
Fair enough.
It kind of like, when I was younger, I was always into like cartoons, superheroes, and, you know, I was big into wrestling too. My mom got me a wrestling belt, and all I did was pose in that mirror like I was the champion. So I am the champion still now. And, you know, I always like, you know, being different and stuff. And when I got older, you know, also I'm a Zumba instructor, and it's this Zumathon that they have. It's for it's called Hunger Heroes, and we raise money to feed the needy and the hungry and everything. And one year I decided to dress up as Wolverine, and people was like, "You look good in that Wolverine costume." I said, "Thank you." And then I decided, let me get into cosplay. You know, life's too short. You know, I like having fun and doing things I love to do. And I started becoming a cosplayer. Up, you see the Wolverine right there. And, you know, people was complimenting me in the cosplay community. It started at Ingram Mall. You know, I ran into these couple, Jimmy Rachelle, they like family to me. And they were like, "Yeah, you'll make a good cosplayer." And it started ever since then. You know, I love being a character, just being myself, having fun and putting smiles on people's faces. That's how it started. Just, you know, a passion and love for what I do. And just not being scared to be myself, being comfortable being myself and expressing who I am and wanting to share that with other people. So.
Right on. That's cool. Wolverine's the one that kind of kicked it all off then?
Yes.
So is there, I've seen a lot of the Captain America one, Falcon of Captain America lately. Is there another one that you're hoping to do soon?
Oh, yes. I definitely want to do Power Rangers. All my life, all I wanted to be is a Power Ranger too. So I'm going to be the Black Ninja Power Ranger next month at More Phenomenal right here in San Antonio, Texas, June 6th and 7th. You know, shout out to them. And I also want to do Bishop off of X-Men too, another one. You know, Bishop off of X-Men. And I'm looking to be Spider-Man. It's a different version of Spider-Man, Miles Morales, the black and gold one. It's not too many people saw that version, so I want to do that one as well too.
Nice. Actually, the first question I had for you, I completely skipped over because I have a list here, was, all right, so tell us about your cosplay name. How did you come up with that? Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, obviously, I have a lot of energy, as you can tell. A lot of energy, a lot of charisma. And, you know, it kind of started, the name, the Turnip King, it started back, I'm big into fitness too, got to get back in shape, of course. You know, Fiesta down here eating a lot, but it's all good. Just keeping it real. But it started at a fit camp, that used to have here in San Antonio. And, I had so much fun because, usually I'm from Philadelphia. And, West Philadelphia, born and raised on a playground where I spend most of my days. So, I graduated from college, did an internship. And then, I was new to San Antonio. So I found out about this fit camp and it was just amazing. I had a lot of fun, high energy. So I was like, turn up. And, I was just having so much fun. It was like a party to me, but I was exercising at the same time. And that's where I get the name Turn Up. So what I mean by when I say turn up, it just means like, give it all you got, have fun. And before it wasn't my cosplay name, wasn't the Turn Up King cosplay. It was the Raw Vegan cosplayer because, try to be raw vegan and stuff on and off. But now I'm the Turn Up King cosplay because that's who I am, king. And it's like I'm presenting to you what the king liked to dress up as, the Turn Up King cosplay, royalty and, the kingdom that I'm trying to serve the people, nothing without the people and everything. So that's how I got the name, the Turn Up King cosplay. It's just another repertoire, another side of me. You got my Zumba side, by day, I work at a Wells Fargo bank. And, by night, I'm a Zumba instructor, turning up on the dance floor And then other days, you know, I'm Captain America trying to save the world from negative vibes. Salute.
Nice. What was I going to say? I've been going through your Instagram here, and you've got several different cosplays here. Is there any in particular that like you were more drawn to? Was there certain characters that just kind of spoke to you, or was there a character you're just like, no, I've got to be that person. That's the cosplayer I've got to be.
Okay. I would definitely say, the one big main character that it was Black Panther. It started off really because I got invited to do a St. Ray Fayo scholarship parade, and they needed a Black Panther. I'm like, cool. And so I got that. That was like a real big one. People are like, yeah, Black Panther. And then, you know, that's how that happened. Yeah, Black Panther right there. And that was like one of my big major ones outside of Wolverine. That's when it really kind of took off. And then my other one you had a picture of was Jax from Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. And the first time, I didn't always have those arms made for me. I had like sleeves, and that came together because I put that together. I think that's my best cosplay, like Jax from Mortal Kombat. That jacket, it's a Michael Jackson jacket. Yeah, there you go with the kids. Say cheese. Look up, say cheese. It's a Michael Jackson jacket, and I brought the red hat, and then, you know, black sweatpants, and like I made it my own version. That's one thing I learned about cosplay. You know, it's just that you don't limit yourself being creative. Never stop being creative. Just be yourself. Make it your own. And that's what I did with the Jax, because that version of Jax from Deadly Alliance, and I put that together, and like my friends kind of, you know, help me with the ideas, what to do with the arms. Before that, I used to have like these silver sleeves with it, but then I got the arms upgraded. So I think Jax was the real big one, because people were like, yeah, man, you make a really good Jax. That's like one of my strongest ones besides outside of Captain America. But Jax really took it off, because I remember when I first started my page, that was the most likes I had on a picture ever. It was like 32 during the time. Now it goes up, of course, thank God. But other than that, but, you know, you just keep growing and, you know, you stay true to yourself. But Jax was the main one because everybody was like, whoa, everybody, even non-cosplayers. You know, if you got people that don't cosplay, say, you make a good Jax, then you're doing something right.
Fair enough. Yeah,
Jax is definitely a good character to get into. Like, is there another Mortal Kombat character that you'd want to potentially get into as well?
I was thinking about maybe Nightwolf because of my hair. Maybe I could like take my hair out and let my
box
hang. Or, and then definitely Liu Kang, you know, be creative, think outside the box. I would definitely be like a Liu Kang or a Nightwolf. I would probably like kind of definitely Liu Kang, but definitely a Nightwolf. You don't see too many Nightwolves like that. I would do a Nightwolf.
That's a good pull. A good Nightwolf. And then now I saw it, you had a Green Lantern where you had the guns that were glowing and it made look, so you could do something like that with axes and really make it look like it's glowing. And
oh yeah, I forgot about that, because I haven't played 3 in forever.
That was like the biggest game when I was in the, I used to work in an arcade a long time ago, and Mortal Kombat 3 was a massive game at that time. And but didn't he come out in 4?
No, he came out in 3. Nightwolf definitely first came out in 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember.
4 is when it first started doing 3-dimensional, and it was polygons that did.
Yeah.
Going back and playing, like I went back and played that one. It doesn't hold up. Not so well. So tell us about your process. Like when you decide you're going to do a new cosplay, what all goes into that? Like what are you, what's your process?
The process? Oh, good question. You will want to do your research on a character. Like, what's your character like? How can you, you know, make a character your own? Like Jax, like I kind of made like kind of like a hip hop version of Jax. But then, you know, now with Bishop, I actually got comic books. You know, I went to Heroes of Fantasy. Shout out to Heroes of Fantasy too. You know, I got a bunch of, you know, they gave me a bunch of comic books, and I was looking up Bishop. So you definitely watched X-Men 97. You watched the old X-Men. You know, X-Men movies where he was in it one time, Days of Future Past or something like that. And you see the different costumes, you know, like he's from the future. So it's like, you know, he's really like have always kind of like a concerned look, like what's going to happen. He knows what's going to happen. So he's like, you know, trying to warn the X-Men what's going to go on and then how he can go on in the future and help out how to change the world and stuff. So he's always have a serious look. But I would say the process is, okay, to make it your own, study a character and also like look at different poses that he does. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. what does he, how does he hold a weapon? You know, how does your character pose to stand for a picture, or what sayings or slogans does he say? Like, if I was Mario, I wouldn't say up, up, and away. You know, I would say, hey, it's me, Mario. Yeah. You know, so other than that, you know, the slogans and, you know, his origin, where is he from? And like, maybe like different styles of clothes he wears. How does, you know, just different things like that. Then also too, like, you know, different like reference pages, like pictures you can do too, like stuff that is in your local area, and you, you know, be creative and invigorating in that area, in that sense too. So I would say like, do your research, you know, be creative with it. And then like, try to like live inside of the character, you know, like think how your character and all that stuff too, and make it your own.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's the Green Lantern you were talking about. So
yeah. Yeah. Now you mentioned Mario, but I also saw that you pulled off a Luigi as well.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
So, and if you're putting yourself in those shoes, which one do you prefer? And then the other thing that I would ask is, which one's a better character?
That's tough, man. Okay, I like that. I like Luigi. I would say Mario, because Mario's like the main character. But shout out to Luigi. I was Luigi the first time on Saturday. That was around Mother's Day weekend. Not too long ago. Yep, I was Luigi right there. And it was fun because I watched, and another thing too, if he got movies too about the process too, watch their movies, because I watched Super Mario, and then I used their soundtrack too. You know, when I was playing music next to my booth at my table, I was using the Super Mario. It's a good soundtrack too. I'm like, it got some bangers on there. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I was using it, and then I like the song called Amore. It's like, I don't know how to sing it. It's like, that's Amore. I like that song. So like, and it was, he was singing it in the song because he was making fun of Mario. Spoiler alert. He was making teasing Mario about his crush on Peaches. So it was fun. He was singing that. So it helped me get into character like that. So, and it was fun. So I would definitely say Mario. I would probably lean towards Mario, but you know, that's kind of a tie, but I definitely would say Mario because he's well a little bit more known than Luigi, you know what I'm saying, by an inch. So
fair enough.
All right, I'm gonna get a little deeper with a question. So
cool.
Until I started getting into, and I'm not huge into cosplay. I'm just like, you know, I'm the head of the Austin Ghostbusters, so that's my shtick. I do, you know, a couple other little things here and there, but from 99% of the time, I'm a Ghostbuster. And I didn't realize, like, the thing that was holding me back was my weight. And I was like, I don't want to be known as the fat Ghostbuster. And then once I got into it, it was like, no, it doesn't matter. Like, you put on the proton pack and the jumpsuit, you're a Ghostbuster. No one cares. And so that representation was important to see that it didn't matter who you were. It was as long as you were doing it. So one of my favorite pictures of yours that I have, and honestly, it's kind of the one that I keep going back to, is you as Captain America. As a black man in Central Texas, how I don't want to say how has that gone over, how well does that go over with the kids?
They love it, because once they see the shield and the red, white, and blue, they're like Captain America. And then I got, you know, the glasses with it too. Mm-hmm. It's just about how you play it, how you work the character, because they, you know, they saw the movie too, that helps, and maybe like older fans had comic books as, you know, Falcon turns into Captain America and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just what you said, you know, it's just being imaginative, creative, you know, and just, you know, just really playing a character, and just as long as you have a love for yourself and you're comfortable with who you are, that's all that matters. And then if other people can see that, you know, then they, you know, understand, and then they could feel that, then they could probably feel the same way about your character too. So, and I mean, some people gonna like it, other people won't, but you know, it's not about that. It's about just, you know, just having fun in what you're doing and staying positive and just keep it moving. You know, you might not be I might not be everybody's cup of tea, but I'm my own bottle of champagne. You feel me?
I like that. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
Can I add a little bit more to that? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing, too, I want to address, too, you know, with the cosplay. Listen, I mean, we all come in different shapes, sizes, and colors. Like, at the end of the day, we're all adults in costumes. Like, you know, I'm not really Captain America. Like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that serious. Like, I'm going to get people get upset. Like, I wouldn't care if a white guy played Black Panther. You know, it's like, I'm not really from Wakanda, you know? You know, I'm not rich. I wish I had.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Money. Yeah.
Yeah, you know? So, none of that stuff matters. And it's like, it's all about having fun and how you present yourself. You know what I'm saying? You want to be creative, staying true to yourself and staying true to who you are. You know, if I'm family friendly, then, you know, that's the people I want to aim towards and have fun or towards anybody. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Awesome. I love that answer. Like I said, it's one of those things that starting getting into cosplay, it was one of those things that like really kind of opened my eyes to see, especially like when we'd have little girls come up and they would see as much backlash as the female Ghostbusters movie got, especially like when my cousin used to cosplay with me as a Ghostbuster, and to see them light up and be like, oh, I can be a girl and a Ghostbuster. And it's just like, yes, anyone can do this. And I love seeing, especially the little ones, the little kids, because you do conventions. Like I said, you're a cosplay, you know, ambassador. You see these little kids at these conventions, go see someone that's dressed up. Like you said, you're a black man and you're playing, granted, you're playing Black Captain America, but you're playing something else. It's like, I can do that too. It's like, yes, there's no limits. Like, you go out there and do what you want to do, kid. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, absolutely. That's the main thing, you know. And like you said, is when you see them kids light up, that's like priceless. They want to take a picture with you. They're like, "Mommy, can you take a picture?" They're like, "Yeah, sure." You know, that's the main thing. That's, you can't put a price on that. That's what we do. That's why we do what we do. You know, you got to have a true love for what you do. So,
yeah,
absolutely.
Now, I know Eugene has gone into building his own pro, like Proton back and a few other things as well, and I see, like, I know I have a hard time finding costumes and things that'll fit me because I'm a bigger guy as well, and just curious how you go through that of finding the right costume to fit for you, and are you looking to get into, you said you could, like the Jax one you made yourself as well, is there anything like that is there any costume that you're looking forward to making and kind of getting to your own?
Okay, any costume? Definitely. Like, besides, outside of Jack, maybe that Bishop one, because he got a lot of costumes. So, like, he could wear a jacket. He definitely a red bandana. And then, like, that M on my face, I've definitely got to have a mute sign on my face.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, having a gun, making it your own, a cheap gun and stuff. Because the thing is, you know, and it's good that, you know, that you think of stuff like that, because you still want to be creative too. I think sometimes, like, you know, you find different, you know, websites, good websites, but it's like, let's see if you can make it on your own, and then, you know, have good people around you that can suggest good things, that give you good nuggets too on how to do that stuff too. So, like, always surround yourself with greatness. You know, I'm lucky to have, and shout out to Jimmy Rusher right there, Jimmy Scorpion and Rochelle's Frost. You know, they've been a big help. Have good mentors around you. I can't stress that enough. Shout out to my TTX Cosplay United group, you know, a bunch of great people around me, you know, they show me love and everything too, and a bunch of other people, you know, gotta give them a shout out as well too. But other than that, you know, they'll give you like good nuggets, good tips, and good advice too. So, like, you know, and I remember this, and another lady too, Nana Cosplay, she's like over 60 years old, but she, you know, she looks great, but she's so creative, and it's like vintage, she makes it her own. So, like, you know, they got books. She even got a book out about that stuff too. So it's like, you know, use your resource. Use the people around you that done it, that's sincere and honest and loving and caring, that you vibe well with. You know, and they'll be like, they'll show you a little thing or two and stuff too. But as far as that, you know, the uniform, I definitely would probably be Bishop. I don't know who else right now. Probably Spider-Man too. You know, maybe add like some like legs to it, you know, help making some legs to it, you know what I'm saying, like spider legs with it too. But definitely right now I would say Bishop, then Jax too, maybe add more stuff with Jax too later on in the future. And another thing too, like, if you got a good cosplay, keep building on it. And even with Captain America, you know, keep building on Captain America, you know, add on to the layers, like, get the costume first, and then you can add this and this and this, and saves money too. So,
oh heck yeah, yeah! Going from starting from scratch on a brand new cosplay is intimidating as all getting out. Being like, oh no, I could buy a better boot to go with this one, or I could do, you know, like you said, maybe a better glass, you know, something like that. That's definitely a little more, you know, manageable, especially if you've already got quite a bit of money sunk into one cosplay.
The wings one, is that? Is there a story behind the wings?
Yeah.
Just to
Nico made those wings. Shout out to Nico. Nico Bills. It's just that that was actually like Photoshop. So right now we're gonna get them. Looking to get those wings fixed a little bit because the thing is just kind of like it's really big and I can't like hold it up. But like we're gonna get those wings fixed and everything. But you know I definitely had to do that because that's another thing I wanted to add to Captain America. You know, just to have a photo with that, and you know, people could take pictures with that. I could do a lot with that, but right now, definitely want to make some more finishing touches on it, just to be honest, because you know, it's not fun. I can't like you know, walk around with it without I had to have people hold it up. That's actually Photoshop, so
fair enough. Yeah, it grabbed my eye. I thought it was worth it. Yeah,
absolutely. So how do you handle, because it's funny, before the show we were talking, everyone on the show right now is having we're just burned out at this point. So how do you handle writer's block / lack of creativity, like when you're just like, man, I don't have any energy? I don't know, you may not go through that. You're a very energetic guy, so you may be like, I don't know what you're talking about, like I got energy for days.
We go through that time to time. It's just, and it's funny, Rochelle gonna crack up. It's all about balance, because she's like, balance, AJ, because I'm very energetic and stuff. But, you know, it's times where maybe you just, you know, take a break, you know, relax and, you know, do something else like me, maybe Zumba, like gets my gears going, having fun, get the good endorphins going, or just watch, you know, Disney Plus. You know, I'm big on cartoons and stuff. So just sometimes just to chill and relax, maybe get ideas like that. But I mean, you do kind of get writer's block. Sometimes you get too comfortable, but then you think of other things, or maybe you just get tired of being the same old character over and over again. Like, you know, I love Black Panther, but it's like, yo, you know, I don't want to be somebody else. You know, I'm tired of being Black Panther. I get it. But other than that, that can happen. But maybe just sit down and relax, you know, and just, you know, balance things out. It's more to life than cosplay. Even though I love cosplay, that's just one aspect of my life, you know. So maybe spend time with friends, go to a party, you know, definitely parties. So just like a big release, you know, having fun dancing, or, you know, just relaxing. Or if you had writer's block, just take a break and just come back to it, you know. And then it'll come back to you. You know, we all have that at times too.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. So what's your favorite part of the creative process? Like, what's, is it finishing? Is it the planning? Is it the building out? Or is it, you're just like, nope, I'm down for all of it.
I'm down for all of it, because you got to trust the process, you know, go through it all step by step. You don't skip it. You don't jump over it. You go it one day at a time, one step at a time, you know, just getting it, having that idea, putting it on paper, doing the research, you know, and, oh, thank you. You know, thank you. Thank you, Superman. I saw that. Sorry. And just bringing it all together and letting it come to life. Just preparing for it, you know, having your ups and down, your hiccups, and, you know, and then make sure you fit it too. That's very important. Trust me, you know, make sure you be able to fit inside the costume too. But it's just the process, because you don't want to skip the process. You want to trust the process. And, you know, once you do that, you know, you stay true, you know, you enjoy it and you get better with time, regardless of the mistakes or the setbacks. We all have that, but you won't learn that if you skip the process and you're only robbing yourself from the true experience, or time can teach you. You know, time's your best teacher and experience your best teacher. And then, you know, once you go through that, you get better with time and then you keep progressing. And so I like everything, because I don't want to skip nothing. You know, I like coming together. And you know, even as a featured, you know, cosplay, you know, artist, you know, it's just the fact that like half my suits, I buy them. But at the same time, you know, it's still a process within that. Which website can I trust? You know, what size do I get? And will it look good for me? You know, what does it fit the, you know, audience that I'm trying to, you know, reach and stuff. So it's a process even with that too. So trust the process. Don't skip the process. And then you only get better with time because you have a solid foundation, you know. So,
so what's your least favorite part, or is there one?
Least favorite part, it's like, I mean, I guess when it's over, like you wear your costume and then the event is over, you have so much fun, it goes by so fast. But my least favorite part is the waiting time. Yeah, you gotta wait for it to come in the mail. It takes so long. You're like, ugh. You know, you want to make sure it comes on time and stuff. But it's like the worst part, but the most exciting part, because it's like Christmas when it gets here. I'm like, yay!
Nice.
Fair enough. This is kind of a two-pronged question. So, what is your favorite interaction that you've had while in cosplay? And then, what's the most interesting or surprising interaction that you've had? Because, like, it's usually two different ones.
Okay. My favorite one, you said, the one part?
Yeah. So, okay. What's your favorite interaction you've had as a while in cosplay?
Favorite interaction? Man, I have a lot. Okay. I would say that's I like that question though. My favorite one is the little kid that comes up, say, "Look, Mom, it's Captain America." And, you know, the whole family gets around me, you know, even the adults, you know, I remember this older lady. I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Okay, cool." You know, I guess, you know, having good looks helps too, you know, being handsome helps too. You know. You know,
absolutely.
You know, having that, giving them that experience, like, wow, you know, and I got the second part too. Thank you. Woo. Yes, I remember. So it's like the favorite part is that one little kid and their whole family wanted to take a picture with me. And it's like priceless. Like, I remember this family, like, overseas was like, wow, it's Captain America and everything. And then this one little kid was dressed up as Captain America and I took a picture with him and it was just amazing. And then the other favorite part too, one of my team members, her name's Rafe, her little son was dressed up as Captain America. We took a picture together too. That's on my Instagram page as well. And then the second part to your question, Ray, okay, we got dressed up, you know, in October, Halloween time at my job and everything. And I dressed up as my Wolverine. One of, like, the main bosses was there. She was acting like a group. She was like, "Oh, my God, it's Wolverine. I never thought I'd say Wolverine." I'm like, "Whoa, I never saw this side of you. I should dress up as Wolverine more often, bub." And she's like, "Can I take a picture with you?" I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Okay." And I had my claws up. And that was very interesting. Like, my boss acting like a groupie.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've always said, yeah, you got to, especially bosses, you need to get to know them outside of work. Because they are people too, and yes. Seeing them in that different light is unique. So yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
I had a question for the life of me. I forgot what it was. What I was going to say was it's surprising sometimes. I mean, we've gotten used to it because I've been doing this long enough. But it's funny when you have a family come up and like the mom or the grandmother is like, "I want to get a picture." And the kids are just like, "No, I don't want to get a picture." And we've gotten to where we kind of turn around. We're like, "All right, cool. You're not cool enough to be with us. So you go take the picture. We're going to take a picture with the cool people." And we got about a 50-50 flip on it. Sometimes they're like, "All right, fine. I want to do a picture." So, so now you're cool enough. All right. How do you handle criticism? Because you are on the internet. You got to handle. Surely you got some stuff coming at you. I mean, it's the internet, unfortunately.
Yeah. You take it with a grain of salt, you know, because the thing is, that's where, again, you know, you have good people around you, you know, and they give you honest feedback. But, you know, as far as the negativity on Facebook, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Like, who cares? You know, like, you're having fun, and then don't let your validation come from Facebook. Let your validation come for yourself, you know, whatever that looks like for you. You know, everybody's going to have their own type of validation, but not social media, you know. You're there to, you know, have fun, live your life. And most people that always want to critique somebody else, they're most likely miserable, ain't got nothing else to do with their lives. And that's all you got to do, going to try to criticize somebody on Facebook or Instagram and no picture on their profiles and stuff like that. And, you know what I'm saying? No life, no followers. Or if they do, probably fake bots and stuff like that. And all this other stuff, trying to make themselves more important, and it's not that serious. We're just adults in costumes. Like, live your life, you know, like, and get a life. You know what I'm saying? Live your life and get a life and all that stuff. And it's like, you know, you just ignore that. Like, who cares? Who had time for that? Before, I would go, like, respond, go back and forth. I have no problem with that. But now it's like, okay, that's nice, you know. But just stay focused on who you are. Don't let them get you out your character, you know. I think that's the main thing. That's what they're looking for. If you live your life having fun and just doing what you called to do, doing what you love to do, then, hey, you know, you ain't going to focus on that. And that's what's going to eat them up. They just want a response, you know. So I just ignore it now. You know, I'm too old for that.
Absolutely. The next question I had is one I already know the answer, but you're just going to kind of keep going on. And that is, and you've already brought it up. Have you made friends in the community for cosplay? And like you've already mentioned Ronin Kaz Rizza, and because we've had them on previously and interviewed them, and they're a fantastic couple. But tell me more about this, about what is it called? CTX Cosplay United. Tell me more about that.
I would love to, you know. It started off as just, you know, an ambassador group to promote the cons. You know, shout out to Vo, the owner, the creator, and also the other guy, Brian, too, as well, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they allowed them to have, you know, ambassador group to help promote the cons. And, you know, my energy and my big mouth, they loved having me, of course, you know. And my good looks, you know, that too. You know, we're going to keep put that in there, too. Yeah, vote right there. Yep.
Vote's right there, yeah.
Yep, there we go. And that group, it was just been nothing but a blessing. You know, shout out to all my TTX Cosplay United members. Yep, you see some of them right there. It's just a group put together that, you know, is family friendly, nothing but good vibes, people coming together. We love each other, we promote each other. And, you know, it was a blessing by God. I have to say that, you know, because it gave me a group where I belong. Like, you know, that's what one thing I like, you know, if you don't have a group, you'll find somebody in a cosplay group, you know, it's just like a group full of outsiders, you know what I'm saying? That was put together and Island of Misfits, and we put together, and you know, we love each other, and you know, it's nothing but greatness in that group. You know, we support each other, and you know, and shout out to, you know, Jimmy Rochelle, because they're the true leaders of the group, and you know, they make good decisions, they make tough decisions, but you really respect their leadership, and it shows. And they make sure we're comfortable, we're safe, and you know, I say their name so many times, but, you know, great, you know, just a great name. You know, got to give a shout out to them and all the other cosplay members in that group. You know, it's a lot of them. So, well, it's not a lot, but it's like, I don't want to miss no names. So I'm going to just say members. But
yeah, I wouldn't dare try to name all the members of the Ghostbusters group. Yeah.
But, you know, I want to give a shout out to them. And I would say, if you want to make a friend in a cosplay group, make sure they like you, not just because of your cosplay, but the person outside of the costume, you know. Mm-hmm. So they like you for you, you know, do your values line up, you know what I'm saying? You know, when life happens, how do they treat you and stuff like that too, you know? So other than that, you know, I'm blessed and fortunate just to have, you know, my cosplay group, you know. And the thing is you're not going to be for everybody, but that's okay though. You know, find the people that you're cool with, you're comfortable with, and you know, just stick with it. You know, you don't have to be everybody's friend, and it's okay, you know, set boundaries, have standards for yourself. You know, if they respect that, then that's no problem. And if they don't respect that, that's no problem too. You just, you know, walk away and leave. But you know, I'm really blessed. I wouldn't even be here without that group. Like, I can go on and on. Like, seriously, you know, Vo for having a group, and you know, Jimmy Rochelle for giving, you know, a crazy handsome kid from Philadelphia a chance to be in that group, be an ambassador. I can use my energy for good. They're like, no, we like your energy, keep promoting. You know, they'd be like, hey, you know, say this to this person and say that. I'm like, cool, you know, I hope I ain't saying too much, but they'll let me know. But other than that, you know, it gave me a platform to speak. And it's to the point where now it's like, I'm getting interviewed by this cool guy named Eugene and Ray. Like, you know, I'm just a kid from Philly, you know? And, you know, and it's just about some, and I have to say this message. You gotta surround yourself with the right people, you know, that values your values line up with their values. You know, like, I'm family friendly, you know what I'm saying? That's enough right there. And it's like, we have a group of cosplayers that understands that and they take that serious, you know, and I'm blessed, you know, to have that, you know, that really have my back. I don't, where I could leave a room and I know they'll defend my name when I'm not even there. You know what I'm saying? You want real friendship, and it's real hard to find that. You know, I know it could be a lot of negativity in the cosplay world, but you know, you just avoid that, you know, stay true to yourself. And it's okay if you're not liked by everybody. I'm not liked by everybody. Not everybody gonna understand my energy. But as long as you got that one true good friend or two good friends and you find your clique of people, you good. And if you don't have a clique of people, that's fine too. You know, just learn how to, you know, spend time with yourself. I'm learning that too. And don't get validation from so many people, but just get validation from yourself. I'm sorry, I keep talking. I'm sorry, you know.
No, you're fine. We're here to interview you, man. Like, it's fine. Okay. So.
Yeah.
So what other creative hobbies do you have? Like, you've already mentioned, like, you do Zumba, and you said you do that is a, you know, to keep your energy up, and, you know, it's one of the things you do. What are there other things you do that are creative? Like, we've talked to a lot of people, they're just like, oh, yeah, I also write music or code video games, or, and it's just like, oh, okay, like, let's, so.
Also, you know, other fun things I like doing, I did mention Zumba already, I would say, definitely play video games. I like playing video games. You know, I definitely like reading books. You know, I'm trying to get into reading more. Starting to read comic books now. You know, reading Bishop, last X-Men. You know, reading that comic. And then also, I do, you know, I guess like watching like cartoons and stuff. You know, I guess that's like another hobby and stuff. But, you know, I know I'm a lot energetic, but I like watching movies and stuff. Just a typical kind of like down to earth guy. You know, I definitely like working out and stuff. So my life's pretty simple, but fun, you know?
Fair.
Nice. If I don't know if you've gotten into the series or not yet, but you're going to see a lot of cosplay of it. Dungeon Crawler Carl, if you haven't read it yet, get into it, because I think you'd have a blast creating some characters from that.
Okay.
I don't know how family friendly that would be, though, Ray. That's questionable.
They have Dungeon Crawler Carl for kids. There's a whole just for kids, and it's.
I was gonna say, like, we do a book show on this on our channel as well. So you know, if you ever have, you know, need to look for a book recommendation, we can always give you a recommendation. Cool. What are you playing? What are you playing now?
Right now, I usually play like sports. So like, okay. I would get on cousins like back from Philly, and we will play like Madden or 2K or like WWE wrestling and all that. Okay. Stuff. Yeah, definitely gotta get some Mortal Kombat back. So yeah,
nice.
Now with the wrestling, which era did you grow up with?
Ooh, oh, I grew up with the best era, the Attitude Era, the 90s.
So is there a wrestler from that era that you would want to jump in and maybe cosplay a bit?
Cool. Actually, I did. I was Shawn Michaels.
Really? Okay, that's awesome.
I see that. I saw the pose and everything. That was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I was the Heartbreak Turn Up King.
No, oh, nice.
Yeah. Taking names and breaking hearts.
Yep.
Fair enough.
So is there
also? I was Brett the Hitman Hart too as well.
Nice. I've always wanted to get the trench coat and do Undertaker. I thought that'd be a fun one to do. So.
Oh yes.
Sometimes you kind of need to be tall enough for that one though, so I wouldn't be able to do that one. You can pull it off, Ray. There we are. That's what I was looking for, right here, folks. There we go. Yeah.
There's another one of that, but you're in front of a group doing that pose. That's the one that I like.
Oh, yeah.
There's another one.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Yep. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. And you said you're going to be playing the Black Ranger?
Yeah. Yes. The Black Ninja Ranger. So ninja costumes that they had in Power Rangers, the movie. Yeah, I'm doing that next month. And if you want to see me in that, it's going to be June 6th and 7th. More phenomenal at Wonderland's Mall right here in San Antonio, Texas. It'll be plenty of pictures and stuff. So it's going to be a great time. It'll be my first ever Power Ranger cosplay costume.
Nice. So why that ranger? Just curious.
I guess, you know, black looks good on me. And I always wanted to be Zach because I could really relate to Zach, you know, because, you know, hip hop keto. I like dancing. It was actually Adam that wore that costume, but you know, I like Adam too. But he definitely was Zach, and I was like, cool. Like, why not be that? And I like the movie when Adam was talking to the lady when they got the ninja coins. They was like, why? he gave me a frog. And he was like, yeah, because you're going to be a handsome prince. And I'm like, can't argue with that.
Yeah, that kind of goes back to the whole thing I was bringing up about representation. You know, a lot of people looked back at that original series and was just like, oh, well, they you know, color coded them a certain way and it was kind of racist. Yeah. And then you talk to the kids that grew up with it and they're just like, no, there was a black guy on the show or an Asian girl or just a girl. And they were part of the team. They weren't like the side character. Like they were an integral part of that team. Like it, you had to have all five Rangers to be able to do the job. And it's funny how, you know, some people will go back and look at stuff like that, but then the people who it was for are just like, no, like that was great. I loved that. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
So we've been asking this about everyone we've had on the show. Doesn't matter what it is they do, cosplayer, writer, whatever it is. What are your feelings about AI and have you used it at all?
AI? Nah, I haven't used AI. I don't think it's bad, but it's like maybe for like certain things it could be good, but I like to be original. Like it's certain rules that you got to follow. Like I do see like one big no-no that I learned is like you never use AI on somebody else's photography work. Like if somebody took a picture of it of you and stuff and they did it a certain way, you won't use AI on that picture. So, but if you want to do AI like for a video or something like that, that could be good. It could be good, but it's like me, it's like I probably would want to use it in a certain situation, but not all the time. I really use AI, you know, like only AI I know being from Philly is Allen Iverson. He played for the Sixers, but other than that, I like being original. I want to be true to myself. Like I'm not big on AI, but I know it could be used for good things like ChatGPT and all that stuff. Maybe for like a poster and stuff, maybe, but like for pictures and stuff, I'd rather just stay original, stay true to myself, you know, like if he can do it, I can do it. You know, like be comfortable in my own skin. That's how I feel. That's how I view it, though.
So. Fair enough. Yeah, we've had a lot of different answers on that, and most people tend to come down on it's a tool. It's fine if you're using it as a tool, but if you're trying to use it to replace what it is you're making, if what it is you're doing, that's when people are just like, I don't know about that. So
yeah.
Well, Ray, did you have any other questions for him right off?
Listen, man, I just appreciate you being on here. So thank you for your time. And yeah, it's I'm excited to see your next costume. I think that's going to be a good time.
Oh, I know one of the questions I was going to ask you. So have you seen Mortal Kombat 2 yet? And if so, did you like it?
Oh, yes. I loved it. I seen it and people were stopping and like, Jax. And, you know, I saw it with Ron Kazrizzi. And it was a great time. And I saw it with my other friend. Sarah, and we had a great time, and I thought it was good. You know, spoiler alert, I'm mad that they had to kill Jax. Why they had to kill the brother, man? Why they killed Jax? I'm like, for real?
I haven't seen it yet. It's one of the, I have a feeling it's probably going to be one of the ones I end up waiting till it gets to video on demand, just because I used to love going to the movie theaters, but man, it's gotten so expensive. So, and now if I'm going by myself, it's not bad, but I've got twin 14-year-old boys and they have to have snacks, and man, that eats up the money real quick.
Yep.
Real quick.
Okay, so I do have another question then, because you brought up Mortal Kombat. So there's another movie coming out this year that's based on a fighter, and that's Street Fighter. I did see there was some cosplay in there. Are you thinking about
going to back down there? Hold on, I scroll down for a minute. I literally just saw there it is. Okay, hold on, just pulled up real quick. Gotta go back.
Bring it back.
There we are. Yeah. So, what are your thoughts? Are you looking forward to the Street Fighter movie?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm a cosplay as Ryu. You know, that was one of the other major cosplays. That was one of my early ones, my beginning ones. Mm-hmm. And I remember I went to a party, but that party was whack. But other than that, I'm sorry. But it was good. I love playing Ryu, and I did a photo shoot. And, you know, shout out to Tyler. He did that photo shoot for me, and it was amazing because he had, like, the Dugan, you know, the fireball come out of my hands and stuff. And then, you know, he had me, like, I was jumping up in the air. And it was like, it was a lot of fun because you could do a lot of stuff with me because high energy and all that stuff. But Ryu was one. I grew up on Street Fighter. I'm such a 90s kid, 90s nostalgia. anything 90s, I'm like, you got me reminiscing now. I'm like, oh, and you know, being able to play that on Sega Genesis, I remember I used to play that with my brother Anthony, and my mom used to even get into Street Fighter and Tekken too. And we used to love playing Street Fighter on Sega Genesis. I remember times where they even ended the game, but I was so tired. I remember they would wake me up and like, AJ, they were like, AJ, we ended the game. I'm like, wow, you know, and I could never get past a certain boss, but it's all good though. But but I love Street Fighter. And then that was another one, you know, I love that pose, you know, just fun, creative stuff. But being Ryu was so much fun, you know, just being able to jump in the air and be like, oh, you get.
Nice. That's great.
That's awesome.
Well, tell you what, let's go ahead and move on into our, hold on, it moved stuff around. Here we go. Let's move on into our social media stuff real quick. All right. AJ, where can we find you online?
You can find me online at the Turn Up King Cosplay on Instagram, and then Aaron Jackson on Facebook.
And I will have links. There will be links for all that in the show notes. So yeah, definitely go check him out there. So we've already been showing a bunch of his Instagram, but go check it out so you can actually pull the pictures up bigger and everything and take a look and give him some likes, give him a follow and give him some likes, people. Come on, you can do it. So, yes. Ray, where can we find you online?
The Reluctant Yeti on Instagram, and then the Dot Peddler on Instagram as well for the store. So.
Cool.
Yeah, we're gonna have to talk about that on the next episode because y'all had your official
the grand opening. Yep.
Nice.
Evening, so yep. Yeah. Absolutely. And then you can always follow my individual wacky adventure online at OptiMachine. You can pretty much just go to epicallygeeky.com and you can find everything that, because it's pretty much just me reposting stuff from Epically Geeky anyway. So it is what it is. But AJ, once again, thank you so much for being on. We do really appreciate it. I know it's kind of a long time coming. The way I schedule these shows, sometimes I'm scheduling months out. But yeah, so I'm glad you made it and I'm glad you were on the show. So.
Yeah. Hey, again, you know, it's a privilege and honor being here. Thanks for having me and allowing me to share my story. And, you know, just want to, you know, thank y'all again. You know, it's a blessing to be here. And, you know, I just want to, you know, share to all my future cosplay artists and, you know, just stay true to yourself, have fun, you know, and just build and no shortcuts. And it's all worth and you'll make it. It's all worth it. You know, trust the process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. For everyone on the site and everyone in the chat. Have a good night. Make sure to check out epicallygeeky.com, where you can find all of the shows that we do, including The Epically Geeky Show, Marginally Geeky Book Club, Creatively Geeky, Sustainably Geeky, EG Live, and EG Gaming. But before you do, make sure to like and subscribe here on YouTube. And if you're a person with a human-style body, why not head over to our TeePublic store and grab a t-shirt, hat, shorts, or whatever else they sell to cover that body? You can find the link in the show notes. And thanks for supporting us here at Epically Geeky. See you next time.
This has been a presentation of the Epically Geeky Network.